Chapter 5. The Surprising Truth. June 19th. Dear Daddy Longlegs, can you believe this? I can't. I have finally finished college and received my degree. Thank you so much for the roses that you sent me. I carried them in the graduation procession. Now I am at Lock Willow doing nothing but writing my book. Master Jervy is coming to Lock Willow sometime in August. I wish you would come, but I know that will never happen. Judy Abbott, Bachelor of Arts. July 24th. Dearest Daddy Longlegs, I have had such a wonderful summer. I have been writing as much as possible. I just wish that each day were longer. Then I could write even more. This is going to be a real book, Daddy. I'm so excited about this one. I have such a wonderful place to work here at Lock Willow. I have the best scenery in the world, lots of food, a wonderful bed, and all the paper and ink I need. I think I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Still wishing I could meet you, Judy. September 19th. Dear Daddy, I need your advice on quite a serious topic. I would rather see you to talk to you about it. I'm worried that your secretary will read this letter, and I want to keep it private. Please, let me come and see you. I am very unhappy right now. Judy. October 3rd. Dear Daddy Longlegs, I just received your message. I'm so sorry to hear that you have been ill. I wish I had known before I bothered you with my problem. I will tell you my problem in this letter, but please burn it after you read it. However, before I tell you, I'm sending you a check for $1,000. I sold my book. It will really mean a lot to me if you take this check. I already owe you so much, which I will only ever be able to repay with my affection and gratitude. This is just a small token of how appreciative of you I am. Here is my problem. You know that I have always cared very deeply for you. But now, there is another man who I care for even more. He is Master Jervy. I know you don't know him, but I wish you did. He is so kind and generous, and we get on extremely well together. We always laugh about the same things. When I'm not with him, I miss him more than anything else in the world. Have you ever loved anyone? Unless you have, you can't know how I feel. I truly care for him, but I have refused to marry him. I couldn't tell him I'm an orphan. And I feel that someone like me has no right to marry into a family like his. If he married me, he would regret it. I could never explain my reasons to him. That was about 2 months ago. I've been heartbroken ever since then. I haven't heard from him at all. But Julia told me that he was very sick with pneumonia. I guess he's very unhappy. What do you think I should do? A very confused Judy. October 6th. Dearest Daddy Long Legs, I'm excited to finally have the chance to meet you. 4:30 next Wednesday afternoon? I won't forget. I've been in New York 3 times now, so I'll be able to find the way. I can't believe that I'm going to meet you. I've thought about you for such a long time that you seem hardly real. Thank you for letting me visit you when you are not that well. Affectionately, Jerusha. Thursday morning. My very dearest Master Jervy Daddy Longlegs Pendleton Smith. I can hardly sleep these days because I'm so happy and excited. Yet, I feel terrible that you have been so sick. Please get better really fast. I'm worried that I only dreamed what happened yesterday. We only had 30 minutes together, but I will remember every detail. I am a very different girl now compared to the girl who left Lock Willow yesterday morning. I got up early yesterday, ate breakfast by candlelight, and took the train to New York. The whole time I was singing to myself, "You're going to see Daddy Long Legs." I came to your house, but I was almost too afraid to go in. Your butler was very kind to me when I entered your home. I waited excitedly in the drawing room. Then, your butler showed me into your room. It was quite dark, so I couldn't see very well at first. I first noticed the fire in the fireplace. I looked over and saw a large chair. A man was sitting there. I looked more closely and realized it was you. I thought that it was a joke that Daddy was playing. You started laughing at that moment and asked, "My dear Judy, didn't you guess that I was Daddy Longlegs?" I couldn't say anything at that moment. So many things went through my mind. I thought of so many clues that could have told me that Daddy was you. What shall I call you now? Daddy? Jervis? Jervy? Please let me know. Our 30 minutes together passed by too quickly. I wanted to stay longer, but your doctor wouldn't let me. My trip back to Lock Willow was a strange one. I was in a daze the whole way. But I am so happy. I miss you so much. But I know we will be together soon. We belong to each other now. I feel so happy that I finally belong to someone. I will always do my best to make you happy. I am yours forever. Judy. P.S. I have never written a love letter before, but isn't it strange that I know how?